This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. When Russian President Vladimir Putin sent troops into Ukraine, the Russian president had vowed that his forces would not occupy the neighboring country. But as the invasion reached its 100th day on Friday, Russia seemed increasingly unlikely to relinquish the territory it has taken over in the war. The ruble is now an official currency in the southern Kherson region. Residents there and in Russia-controlled parts of neighboring regions are getting offered Russian passports. Kremlin-installed administrations in both regions have talked about plans to become part of Russia. In a video marking the first 100 days of fighting, the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, indicated that his country would not submit easily to Russian control. U.S. President Joe Biden's special envoy for North Korea is now monitoring North Korean arrangements for a possible nuclear test explosion that outside officials say could be imminent. The envoy said Friday the United States is preparing for all contingencies in close coordination with its South Korean and Japanese allies. American diplomat Sung Kim was in Seoul for a trilateral meeting with his South Korean and Japanese counterparts to discuss the growing threat posed by North Korea's nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles program. North Korea has ramped up the missile tests in 2022, exploiting a favorable environment to push forward weapons development as the United Nations Security Council remains divided over Russia's war in Ukraine. Again, U.S. President Joe Biden's special envoy for North Korea is now monitoring the North Korean arrangements for a possible nuclear test explosion. There is more at voanews.com.